has a brand new song, and I'm going to play it for you in just a few minutes.
This is Breakfast with Mark Gibson.
102.5 ABC Perth.
Backpack beds for the homeless. As the name suggests, a backpack has been designed by an Australian charity to roll out into a bed. And with winter not far away, 50 of these backpacks have just been gifted to two Perth charities who work with people sleeping rough. Our roving reporter, Ash Davis, went to Malaga to see them handed over to Street Friends WA and Mission Australia. She spoke to Harcourt's CEO, Shane Kempton.
It's literally a backpack with a bed in it. Very lightweight, 2.9 kilos. So it's easy to carry around, enough room to put an extra 20-odd kilos while you're carrying the backpack around. So for someone who's in a situation where they don't have accommodation, at least this gives them some safety. It's waterproof, fire retardant, and also keeps the cold out, which is really important. You know, obviously, no one can understand homelessness unless you've been there, but at least this goes some way in relieving that situation for those people in the short term. And so it was just nice to be able to give back. And for me personally, I'm a veteran, and I know, you know, many of our homeless people, up to one in four, up to one in five are homeless veterans. So for me, it was very close to home, and to be able to give back in such a way is really meaningful.
I am Leanne Jayasila. I'm the program manager at Waddle House, which is a community hub where we're supporting people facing homelessness. The demographic for people struggling has grown hugely. Housing is probably one of the key things that people are desperate for. But associated with that, when you are struggling to pay rents, then you're struggling with paying bills, you're struggling for food. Medications is another huge thing that we're supporting people with. Medications for diabetes and heart disease, things like that people absolutely have to have, but are struggling with paying for rents or paying for that kind of thing. And obviously the numbers of people sleeping in unsafe environments, either on the streets or couch surfing, that sort of thing, has grown extensively as well.
What does this donation mean to you guys?
It gives people security against the elements. We see so many people come in early in the morning just desperate for a hot shower and a hot coffee after having battling the night. Allows them security. You know, these beds provide anonymity so that you could be a 6'4" guy, you could be a 4-foot-tall female, but once you're in the bed, you know, nobody can actually identify who you are. So it does provide a level of safety for people that are sleeping rough as well. But more and more, we're seeing people that have been forced out of the housing market, you know, seeing older people that are sleeping in their cars and because they can't afford rents on a pension. So the demographic has definitely broadened in what we're seeing. We've got people that are sleeping rough that are actually employed but just can't get accommodation, can't keep stable accommodation.
Have things been, I guess, worse lately with the price of fuel and everything else, inflation, cost of living going up? Have you seen changes in the amount of people needing services?
Yes, absolutely. To the extent that this year we've reduced the number of days that we're open, and we've also capped the amount of services that we can provide in a day. We've started keeping numbers on the calls that we're getting for people looking for housing, and we're getting, you know, 20, 30 people a week that are desperate for accommodation and that are facing being on the streets with their kids or, you know, being in their cars. So definitely the need has risen quite dramatically.
Hello, I'm Chris. I'm the chairman and the director of Street Friends WA. Street Friends WA is a charity that gives out toiletries, blankets, sleeping bags, clothes to the homeless.
Something like this, it's pretty cool, and it only weighs 2.9 kilos, just under 3 kilos. Yeah. It's really light. What do you see the advantages of this being?
Well, with the homeless, if it's heavy, they'll use it once and throw it away. This is light. It's just what they need, so I think they'll carry it with them. It'll be the number one priority with them. Very good. And it's good for people with the likes of Harcourts that donate them. The more people that donate, the better. To do even a little help is a big help to the homeless.
Isn't that great? Chris Young from Street Friends WA. You also heard from Leanne Jayasila from Mission Australia. Chatting to our reporter Ash Davis, Backpack Beds for the Homeless. Great initiative.